With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Why is everyone so quiet?
We're waiting for you to say, welcome to road tripping.
I'm actually not going to do that anymore.
Oh.
I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts. And I mean, at the end of the day, you see the graphic. I know the two of you haven't watched our episodes, but you see the graphic that comes across and it says road tripping with RJ and Channing, your host, Allie Clifton. So having said that, I am Allie. He is Channing. Victor Oladeep Throat. You're welcome. And Richard.
That's going to get taken a bunch of different ways, Allison.
Look, you leave it to the imagination. It's 2023. Yeah, I just read what was
That is Channing's name.
I have a different, not safe for work fantasy basketball name. You know,
what is your
Victor Oladeep Throat? Great names. Each week when you tune in, I'll have a new name.
So that is the gift that we all
keeps
get
on giving
when we log on. Every time we log on,
And
he gets mad if you don't say anything. If we don't address it, he's like, "You're gonna go say anything about my name?"
Yeah, dude. It takes me at least 30 seconds to find a good one.
I'm gonna be honest. I love our listeners that comment, and they'll put out time codes. And it'll be like, y'all missed that one at 7:49. And I go back and I listen. And it was like last week, it was Richard talking about, some sort of sexual joke. And it's always like, how many do we have throughout our episodes? And people actually listen and they pick up on them. They love it.
Oh, that's
so well, you're welcome.
So yeah. Victor Oladeep Throat
has joined the podcast with Richard Jefferson.
Thank you.
If you could give us two right now on the spot, Channing, names that we could utilize, what would they be?
No.
Okay, give me a name.
Channing.
Give me a name.
You've got four daughters.
Yeah. Allie, we're going to leave you out of this.
Oh, yeah. Can we please talk about it? I called.
Me too.
I called Channing yesterday, and both of his daughters said hello to me on the phone, and to which he said, do you guys remember Allie? She was the gigantic one.
Oh wow. Well, they just wanted to, he was just trying to prepare them for their future. That's all.
Roxy said she is not.
They're gonna be your size, Allie, by the time they're done.
Yeah, Roxy, not a chance. Roxy is maybe 5'3". She's definitely a tiny, tiny petite person.
Yeah. Okay. She's the Logan of the family.
Yeah, dude, I have three gigantic kids and one tiny little human being named Roxy, which I just like Lariat.
Logan is so cute. He's the little guy in the family.
Welcome to this week and its edition of Road Trippin'. People do also get upset that it takes forever to get into it, but I love this part. I think it's comedy. Okay, let's talk a little. We got some more truth and trash. Truth or trash. We did some basketball related. We did some not. So I'm going to mix it in because we obviously have two episodes. And then obviously the James Harden, obviously. Whoa. Get it together, Allie. James Harden conversation and the NBA in-season tournament. I will say I saw for the first time yesterday, Richard, your promotion of the breakdown of what the in-season tournament is and how it will run. Well done on that. I was actually very
Thank you.
Can keep up with this. So let's start first with a couple of truth or trash just for fun.
All
right. We'll go light on this because it's still the end of or still summer, the end of summer. Crocs are better than flip-flops. True or trash?
Oh.
No, trash.
Truth.
Trash.
I need to be sold on it. I need to be sold on it. Cheers. Trash.
You could put socks on with Crocs. You can't put socks and sandals on. Also, when you listen, the little thing, the little thong sandals, it hurts. That hurts in your toes. This thing on the knuckle right there, on the toe knuckle, that hurts. No, thank you. Crocs are luscious pillows for the feet, and you could decorate them.
I want to say this. Crocs, I get for kids, I get, and I am not one to judge. I wear what I want. You wear what you want. You want my opinion on them? I think they are some of the ugliest, most like lack of self-respecting.
You put them on, Richard? Have you ever put them on your feet?
They are, when you see people with Crocs all over the place, and this is just me. That's just my personal opinion.
Have you ever put a pair of Crocs on your feet?
Yes, I have. Yes,
Richard,
I have.
Can you do me one favor?
What?
Can you go get your Nike slide shoes that look identical to a Croc?
First of all.
You wear them to yoga, and I'm like, that is a Croc.
You wear slippers where, like, you wear werewolf slippers on TV.
Yes. Do you know what the going rate is? Do you know what the going rate is for werewolf fur? Do you know how much?
That doesn't make it cool.
Yes, it does. It does.
Crocs all day.
Okay, look.
And you can go in sport mode in Crocs just in case something happens. Flip that little heel lock.
I am not questioning the versatility in the activity levels that Crocs can be involved in, right? They're just, you know what they are, if we're being honest? Do you know those duck boats that you see in Boston and in Chicago that go on land and then go on
Wisconsin
water?
Wisconsin Dells.
Yes. Okay. Those are cool vehicles. It is cool that they can do that. That's what makes them unique. But if you drove them to work or you drove them to the grocery store, you look like a lunatic. And that's what Crocs are.
Okay, that's a good point. Crocs. No, that's not.
They are great.
To a grocery store? You can rock Crocs to a grocery store. So if you're wearing them to a restaurant.
I see Crocs in places where I imagine those cars being driven to a restaurant and then you walk in. That's what they are. That's the equivalent. And you're so mad that you can't combat it because it's literally a perfect example.
I agree with you. I don't think you should wear Crocs at a restaurant. There's a time and a place. If you're going to get gas or if you're just going to,
there's people that don't agree with you.
Restaurant? Hell no.
Luke wears them all the time. I'll make fun of him. He'll make fun of me for some of the shit that I wear. I don't care. I'm just not on board with the Crocs, and pineapple belongs on pizza.
That's disgusting.
Upside down or regular? Just kidding. Okay, going to the next one. When it comes to
pineapple issue,
Joel Embiid will play for the Knicks in the next 3 years. Truth or trash?
The Knicks?
Yeah.
I might say truth. That would be great for the league. I might say truth. And here, we're going to get into the James Harden stuff. I'll let Richard explain, and then I'll go into my conspiracy theory.
Oh, what do you mean? You don't want me to explain the James Harden stuff, or are we talking about...
No. We're going Joel Embiid will play that one first, and then I'll make the transition.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so let me express to the people the way this works and why the Knicks always had trouble the last few decades. If you try and get a player to come in and be a superstar and save your organization, there's going to be a problem. When Kawhi and Paul George went to the Clippers had a ton of assets and made them an elite championship team. It wasn't those two guys coming in to save. When KD and Kyrie went to Brooklyn, there was stuff there. There was talent there. D'Angelo Russell made an all-star game. They had talent there. So right, when you look at that, it was like, oh, we're going to go there and there's a ton of talent here that's going to make us a good team. No one wanted to come be the savior of the New York Knicks. So now that they have talent, they've built within, they've got core pieces, they've got an all-star point guard in Brunson. Now guys are going to want to play there. I think him and another superstar will end up in New York because Brunson's on a friendly contract. Brunson's an all-NBA player that's getting paid like a low-level all-star. He's getting paid 20-plus when Van Fleet got 30, right? And I would say Brunson right now, you would take Brunson over Van Fleet. So similar to Steph Curry having that team-friendly deal that allowed them to pay all of these guys and bring in Kevin Durant, I think that Brunson deal is going to be such a team-friendly one that allows them to go get two max contracts, which is very difficult today to have three max contract players and nothing else but minimums. Damn. Boom.
Boom.
Thoughts, Channing?
Thoughts, Channing?
Make your transition. I don't want to be, you know, do your thing, and then we can come back to us. It's all about you right now.
What?
Channing, no.
Channing's like,
give me your conspiracy theory and then we'll move on to James Harden.
I don't think it's that big of a conspiracy theory, but we mentioned Joel Embiid. And throughout all this James Harden stuff, there's a reason why, you know, there has to be a reason why Joel Embiid isn't saying anything, right? PJ Tucker spoke up. To me, for some owner or GM to go back on what he said he was going to do is because somebody above him told him, I don't want that to happen. You think about it, right? So, like, think about this. Daryl Morey probably got two phones, one for the general public and for the players not named Joel Embiid, and he got that that bat phone just for Joel Embiid. And with all this stuff going down with James Harden, he's probably asking Joel Embiid, do I lock this up? Is this the guy? And Joel Embiid probably like, he's not saying yes, but he definitely not saying no. You know, he just like,
If Joel Embiid,
if your main dude is like, yo, get James Harden, keep him, man, Daryl Morey got no choice. So like, maybe, you know, it's Daryl's going to take the blunt of it to show Joel, I'll take all this heat for you. If we need to move him for something good, he's a piece. We'll move him, but we're not going to move him for nothing because you're an MVP. I want to put the best players around you. If he's not the best player and he doesn't have any trade value and he wants to get traded, we'll trade him on our time, not on his.
That's fair, but did you just see that Joel Embiid like removed a bunch of 76er stuff from his profile?
Mm-mm.
Is this real, guys? Like, is that a real thing for people to look into?
Conspiracy theory. He may have a new marketing person.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, wait. We're going to have, it's just a conversation between the three of us. All right.
And the whole world is going to listen. Great.
Listen. You're asking if that's real. Have we ever, the three of us, been involved with someone that when they tweet or troll something, is it real? There's always some truth to these high-level superstars that tweet and troll some stuff. There's always a little something there. Whether it's a lot of something or a little bit of something or just letting you know, be careful before it becomes something.
Yeah. It's for it to bother you enough to change it is pretty funny. Yeah, for you to change it means it was bothering you on some level. On some level.
And they know, we know this about high-level superstars. They know the minute that they do this, the whole world will pick up on it. So for Joel Embiid to take social media, take stuff off, or just whatever, just a scrubbing, as he might like to call it, and it was just a part of the normal social media plan before the start of the season. Yeah, okay. But ultimately, they know the attention that this is all going to bring.
Damn.
And they're not ducking the smoke. See, you see any lies?
Nope.
I'm hitting y'all with a lot of truth and facts today.
This is crazy. First time ever.
The Crocs and flip-flop conversation is still out for debate when it comes to truth for you. Having said that, let's transition. Channing's like, I've got three pairs. Do you have all the things that go inside the holes, too?
What
do you call those?
Oh, that's it.
You know what they are.
So wait. Do you, Channing? Do you? Does he? Do you have like the Boy Scout badges in your car?
No.
That's a number. Someone's gonna go back to 1457. How did Richard not get that from Channing? Did you not hear what he said?
I don't care what he said.
These are UGG boots. What about these?
I love UGG boots.
Those are awesome.
I am fully supportive of UGGs. Like, look, UGGs. I will rock UGGs to a restaurant, to a grocery store, to a movie theater. I fully support UGGs. Crocs. Walking.
That sounds like a you problem. This sounds like something personal.
This is a me problem.
I have shoes.
Back on the tracks.
I am not a judgmental
person. I'm getting the car back on the road.
I'm not a judgmental person unless I'm being a sarcastic dick. So, like, if Channing pulls up to the grocery store and he's driving one of those duck boat cars, I'm going to fucking say shit. Just like if he pulls up to the grocery store and he's got some Crocs with little, like, flowers and, like little, like, emblems inside of them. Like, flames on his little holes.
Yeah. Like, little initials.
If you got flames coming out of your holes. I need our listeners to weigh in on this conversation. I also think that our merchandise store that is in motion right now to launch very soon, we should have our own pair of Crocs in the store, Road Trippin'.
Oh, for Crocs. Sure.
Okay. Hey, Road Trippers, let's keep doing what we do best and talk basketball. Remember those unforgettable NBA moments? Well, get ready to create your own epic plays with NBA 2K Mobile. Rich is in the game for both the Nets and Cavaliers, so you can do what we did. Create your own custom dream team to dominate and take home the title alongside Rich. Or, if you've ever dreamed of dunking on Rich and flexing to the crowd, now's your chance with NBA 2K Mobile. Embrace the summer vibes with intense matches on the Beach Cruise Court, a favorite of ours here on the show, or dive into tourney mode, play new events, and take advantage of regular gameplay updates for nonstop action. You can even unlock and collect tons of player cards to enhance your team's performance. Best of all, it's all free to play on your mobile device. So what are you waiting for, Road Trippers? Download NBA 2K Mobile for free today on the App Store or Google Play. Use our promo code TATUM2KMOBILE to reveal an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl Tier card. That's code TATUM, T-A-T-U-M, 2K Mobile. Calling all Road Trippers, we all know the problem with fads. They come and go. So when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution, and that's Noom. For some people, eating is an emotional experience. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. This helps you to better build habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. Using both science and personalization, Noom helps you manage your weight for the long term. The best part is, you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of almost 5,000 Noomers, 98% said Noom helped to change their habits and behaviors for good. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The bottom line is, Road Trippers, Noom's changing how the world thinks about weight loss. So sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. Again, head to Noom.com and sign up for your free trial today. Hey, Road Trippers, our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. All right, let's get back to reality.
Nike only.
Let's talk about how the James Harden situation fits into all of this with Joel Embiid, whether or not he ends up in New York in the next 3 years. So just for those that are tuning in, this is what we're addressing, just so that we're all on the same page. James Harden says of Sixers president of basketball operations, Daryl Morey, Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he is a part of. Obviously, the news just broke over the weekend that the Sixers had ended trade talks involving Harden. And then this coming out fresh to start the week here on Monday. So, I mean, let's take it one step further and just kind of focus this part on James Harden. Channing, Rich, whoever wants to start with your thoughts. Oof. And when a player does this, like, what does it mean?
I have a very old head opinion about this.
Old head,
yeah. I'm going to go full old head. Like, it's not going to be popular with a lot of people, but this is just how I feel. I know it's not right. It's just how I feel. I know how I feel isn't the whole story.
Yeah, tell us the story, bro.
Okay. I feel like it's some petty shit. I feel like it's bullshit. Like a guy that's demanded 6 different trades demands this and now starts talking shit about the guy, right? Not saying that Daryl Morey didn't do it, but James Harden, regardless of his stats, is known more for coming into the season out of shape. Like, if they were trying to trade you and you don't have equal value, what do you think? You're just going to bully your way out? He's not a top 10 player in the league right now, to me. Right? I think he is very good. He has never shown on any level he can take a team to a championship. Right? KD demands a trade. That's a little different. Bron demands a trade. That's a little different, right? Like, who else demands a trade? Like, even Kyrie demands a trade. Obviously, it works out. But he wasn't like, oh, just send me here, and that team doesn't want to give anything up for you of equal value. It's like Dame. Like,
Giannis.
Like, if Giannis asks for a trade, what are you going to trade for Giannis? Like, what are you realistically going to trade for him?
Also,
I just, like, the one guy who actually we don't ever talk about that actually did it right was Anthony Davis, right? But his team wasn't good. That's the problem. This is a championship caliber 76ers team. So, like, where do you want to go that they're going to get players to get back championship caliber players? Right. So, like, it just seems very fickle and petty, and, like, you're not – I don't think you're bullying that team because I don't think they care because they got Joel Embiid. And what are you going to do? Not play? It just makes the league look worse. The one guy that actually did it right was Anthony Davis. He had the one t-shirt thing, right? Remember, he was in New Orleans. He had the t-shirt issue. They got equal value for Anthony Davis. They got Brandon Ingram. They got picks. They got everything. He played that year. They DMP'd him some games to figure out so he doesn't get hurt, but they kept him in shape. He played. He didn't really complain too much. They got equal value, and everyone went on their way. New Orleans is good. Lakers are happy. It's all good. It's a non-issue, right? But, like, why make a big stink? Why go to China and talk about Daryl Morey to, like, 14-year-olds? And that's already kind of a hot issue that was already put away. So, to me, I'm like, you're trying to create leverage off some, like, bullshit. That's me going on my rant.
That was a really good rant.
Honestly, Rich, careful. That was a really good one. I'm proud of you for that. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Channing, everything that you say, I agree. I don't like his tactics. I don't like any of these things. But both of us have been a part of the league for 30 years combined. Yep. We know agents. We know front office, we know coaches, we know them way too well. There are great ones, as good as there are as great ones, just like there's great coaches, there's bad coaches, there's great people in GMs, and they're great. So then my question is why? Why are you saying this to a guy that has helped you? They've helped each other. People make it seem like Daryl Morey just paid James Harden. No, James Harden made Daryl Morey look like a genius for a lot of years and covered up some mistakes and covered up some stuff being one of the top players in the league that they had a great relationship. So my thing is this, is that James gets out of Houston after Daryl leaves. He was like, over it. Okay, you get it. Like, that was his town. It was time for him to move on. you don't blame him for the first one, but he does go to a very unique situation in Brooklyn. We can blame it on Kyrie. You can blame it on all these other situations, but ultimately he was still playing next to Kevin Durant. They were all supposed to sign that extension right at first available. The only one that signed it was Kevin Durant. James Harden said he didn't want to sign it. Why did you not want to sign it? Because if you're thinking basketball space, you and KD, let's say if something doesn't work out with Kyrie, they can move on from Kyrie and you and KD can still own that conference, right? You and KD. So Daryl Morey gets the job in Philly and he's like, well, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy here. So like, how authentic was it? So now if there were things that were being promised, like, hey, I know that Brooklyn's offering you a $200 million deal. Wait, come here. Take less money, and then that'll help us sign Daniel House. That'll help us sign PJ Tucker, which we know was tampering. They were tampering. They got convicted of tampering and had to give back 2 second round picks. So if there was more there that he was promised, like you're gonna take 14, you turned down $200 million to take a $14 million pay cut, or was that $14 million pay cut so we can bolster our roster? So you help me one more time, and then I'll give you the max extension on the back end. So that's when I'll give you the max extension. So if that max extension doesn't come, I don't care what we've had the last 10 years. I've done X amount of steps. I asked to be traded out of, I left the Brooklyn situation. I then took less money. Now I'm not going to talk about his performance. His performance, yes. We're not talking about performance. We're right. Just talking about like what we have been discussed. So for him to, because James Harden's, his value, if he wouldn't have gone to Philly and he wouldn't have signed that 1-1 or whatever, like he was still a max player in Brooklyn. Still a max player. So like for him to say, I'm going to go to Philly and we're going to build this together because we've had a tremendous amount of trust. Now, again, some of it might be out of Daryl Morey's hands. Some of it might be, you know, James didn't play great. Maybe the owner doesn't want to give it to him. There's not a lot of marketing competition for him. So, yeah, maybe he's disgruntled. Maybe there's a bunch of other things. But ultimately, you got to still ask why. I'm not going to just look at the act. Why is he doing this? What is going on? I believe that there was probably promises made that are not being fulfilled. If you look at tampering, look at how he got there, look at the moves that were made, all of those things say that there looks like there's deals going on underneath the table here, especially with this group of people. We're not talking about a pattern behavior. We're just talking about guys that have worked together for a decade.
Do you think things will get exposed? And that's how this will ultimately end up?
No, because I think the exposure is bad for both sides. I think you make it as toxic as possible so that people want to just kind of go their separate ways. I think that's the tactic that's going to be used, because exposure does nothing but hurt the Philly. It hurts him, like fines and penalties. Like a lot of shit can be done,
right?
That I don't think either side want to get to. And I think some of these are the threats of that. Right. Like that's what he's saying. It's like, oh, he's this. And they're saying that was the day after the trade talks. Do we think it's going to get better? Right. Like, I don't think it's going to get better in the next week if this is where we're at right now.
I think to me, you're an owner and you go, regardless of what we may have discussed, do I want to be hampered with giving you another $240 million. Like, that's like lesser guys have gotten more. So what happens, right? What happened between, dude, if you come here, play how you're supposed to play, do what you're supposed to do, the money, the check is right there. We just got to sign it. And in a year, they're like, oh yeah, no, you definitely ain't worth that.
But they could have given him. This is my thing, and this is where I can't speak. This is where I everything that we're talking about
is speculate.
No. I'm with you. I'm saying we're making this up. But Channing, if you were Philly, this is my question to you. If you were Philly, and let's say, bro, like the max that he could sign is a $50 million, you know, deal or $60 million deal. If you're like, hey, bro, we're not going to give you that. We'll give you a 3-year deal for 40. That's the deal that we're going to give you, right? We're going to overpay you because we think still right now you're still an all-star, but we're not going to be strapped to you. I don't think that there was a market And I don't think that James Harden was going to turn that down to get traded to Philly at 34 years old. I'm saying it's like if he was like, I'm not saying it was max dollars or nothing. I don't want to put that on James Harden. But we don't even know what Philly came to him with, if Philly was even willing to offer him something. Yeah. We don't know where, because he opted into the contract, which stopped them from giving him an extension and stopped him from actually going someplace else. So that was it. It stopped him. Once he opted into his contract, they couldn't give him an extension anymore.
I go like this. AD, now going over to the other side. I'm going to take a step away
from
this.
What would you pay James Harden?
If you want a deal,
coming off leading the league in assists, 20-10. I know his performance in the postseason, but let's just say Maxey jump. What do you pay James Harden to keep Joel Embiid happy?
Does Joel Embiid want him there?
I was just going to say, I didn't even think that we were even realistically talking about James ever returning back to the Philadelphia 76ers.
My thing is, if Joel wants him here, here's your market. This is what we got for you. And I wiggle room around five to seven.
What's the number, Channing, do you give for a guy that led the league? Because understand this, there's leverage that he does have. Like, if you lose him, the next step is losing Joel Embiid. And the guy still led the league in assists. They still had the number one rated two game in all of the league. Joel Embiid still won MVP. Let's not gloss over this and just say they were up three. They were up. So what would you pay him? So just tell me what you would pay him, and I'll shut the fuck up.
Richard. 25 to 35? I just don't think he can get a number. I don't think their chemistry. I don't think their chemistry is on the court. They make it work, right? But I don't think their chemistry, I don't think they believe that 1-2 can make it to a championship. They don't play
that. That's fair. Why
would I be hampered with him when?
But for the next 3 years, the window for James Harden and Joel Embiid is small. I'm agreeing with you. You don't want to be hampered long-term for a contract. But you also, it's like Jeremy Grant. They played Jeremy Grant a lot to keep him next to Dame Lillard, right? Not saying he wasn't going to get in the open market, but James Harden still led the league in assists. He is still a 20-10 guy. There's eight of those guys in the entire league that average double doubles like that. So the only thing I'm saying
is what he's doing. I'm talking about the chemistry. If you have an owner and he goes, with this team, I have a check. You look me in my eye and say, with James Harden and Joel Embiid, can we win a championship? If the owner doesn't believe it, he's not going to offer you nothing. That's my point.
Fair. I agree with you. The other part about this is now, if after this contract is up, after this contract expires for James Harden, the 76ers would have two max slots. So they're saying that we have max dollars to spend. We're just not spending them on you, Tyrese Maxey, because we can wait. And we're not spending them on you, James Harden, because we don't believe in you. The only problem with all of these things is the only reason why they got James Harden in the first place is because they said that they were going to give him this contract, in my humble conspiracy opinion. Right. So that's where he's pissed off. I walked away from $200 million and being the first $60 million player and being the highest paid player in the NBA in Brooklyn because I wanted to pair up with my old GM and I wanted to pair up with Joel Embiid. And you guys made me these promises to get me out of Kevin Durant and Brooklyn. You made me these promises. And because we had a relationship, I believed you. And then after I took less money so you guys could bring in more guys in my first year, now you don't even reward me. So there's a lack of loyalty even here. It's like, yes, you might not be worth that. We're going to pay you. Some people don't have that mindset. We're going to pay you because you helped us get to this spot and keep Joel Embiid happy. And you helped us keep our franchise going. We'll figure it out on the back end. I don't know.
Okay, great. Love it. Great. Do you have more?
Yes. One thing. Okay. I'll say this. You want to say, like, every GM, agent, owner, president has lied. They have lied and promised something. And maybe every single one, right? And the biggest example of this, and not to say, is look what you've done for us lately, is Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas for the Boston Celtics was balling, gets hurt, busts his hip, right? Takes the team to the playoffs, is a great leader, is a great player, and the team doesn't reward him. So, and nobody talks about that. So all of a sudden, a guy who turns down $60 million to go somewhere where he's comfortable instead of having loyalty to the team that was already ready to pay him, that's a chance you got to take. Is it fair? Fuck no, it's not fair. But that's like taking a one-year minimum to get a chance to play and you get hurt.
I understand that. Channing, we're in a full agreement of that, okay. That like there is no honor amongst thieves. I get that. I send that. But to see him lash out, only asking why. I'm not like I'm asking why. Oh, okay. And when you follow the breadcrumbs, they can lead you to a conclusion. It doesn't mean that that's the only thing. It doesn't mean that it's factual. It just means that this is a fairly good hypothesis that this has been building up for years. And when the money didn't show up, as it didn't in the extension, shit has gone south very quickly. And respectfully so. I don't give a fuck what our relationship is. If you cost me $200 million, bro, if you cost me $100 million, there's $200 million lost. There's $200 million lost. And right. And look,
I wouldn't turn that money down.
Great discussion. We could have a whole podcast, but we're going to put a bow on this conversation and wrap up this episode with one final question, because you guys just gave the background of it all, so it can be a very simple answer. Truth or trash, James Harden will be a Sixer on opening night.
Truth.
That's another edition of Road Trippin'.
Oh, yeah.